In this show, we'll talk to noted Indianapolis guitarist Gary Kaiser and listen to some of Gary's music. We're also going to introduce you to the Musicology Moment by Professor Tim Hoke. Our theme song is written by our own Gary Indiana Rogers and played by the Society Big Band. Later on, we're going to be discussing the upcoming Ohio Valley Gathering, as well as talking with some of the performers and listening to their music. All of this is brought to you by the Central Indiana Folk Music and Mountain Dulcimer Society. Gary Kaiser is a longtime fixture in the Indianapolis folk scene, playing both guitar and mandolin and singing those old folk songs. Ruth, you got a chance to talk with Gary.
Yeah, we met up on the front porch last week and sat back in some rocking chairs, watched the Wapahani go by, had some iced tea, talked about his career, and listened to some of his music. And he was nice enough to let me bring along a recorder so I could share it with you.
Well, let's take a listen.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. We're out on the front porch talking to Gary Kaiser, who's a member of the Central Indiana Folk Music and Mountain Dulcimer Society. Hi, Gary. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Glad to be here.
Just wanted to talk a little bit. Can you give people some background on how you got started playing music?
Well, that'd be a long tale. It dates back to about 1957, thereabouts. So I was about 12 years old. My dad played guitar and sang and got me interested in it. And we'd listen to the Grand Ole Opry, Clear Channel 650, they used to call it. And it'd fade in and out on a Saturday night. And I was always interested in the arts, not only music, but painting as well. And my dad sort of got me started and showed me some basic chords, and I sort of took it from there.
Sounds good. So have you always been involved in folk music, or have you been involved in all kinds of music?
Well, originally it was more or less country. That was what was my first type of music I was exposed to. And then as I got into my teens, naturally, like every other kid in the country, I wanted to be in a garage band, and I gravitated towards rock and roll. And we had a four-piece rock and roll group and played around in Central Indiana. We were influenced by The Ventures and Santo and Johnny and Chuck Berry, and a little later on the Beatles. And along in the 60s, middle 60s, two of the boys went to Vietnam, and I went to the night shift, and that pretty well took care of the rock and roll band. And then along about 68, I believe it was, I heard a Bob Dylan song on the radio performed by Peter, Paul, and Mary. And I really liked it. It's called Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. And I found out it was a Bob Dylan song, and I got his seminal famous album, Freewheelin', Bob Dylan. And I liked his version of his own song even better than Peter, Paul, and Mary. So I've been playing that one ever since.
Sit and wonder why, baby, if you don't know by now. Ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby, you never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on, but don't think twice, it's all. And ain't no use turning on your light, babe, like I never know. Ain't no use turning on your light, babe, I'm on the dark side of the road. Still I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. We never did too much talking anyway. It's all right. And ain't no use calling out my name, babe, like you'd never done before. Ain't no use calling out my name, babe, I can't hear you anymore. I'm a-thinking and a-wondering, walking down the road, I once loved a woman. Child, I'm told I give her my heart, but she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's all.
Interview with Gary Kaiser.
Have you been involved in music with other members of your family?
I played for a good many years after my mother passed away. My dad and I got to playing together, and we were both in the Dulcimer Society at the same time, and we called ourselves the Backwoods Boys. We played in church and several churches and festivals and the local Eagle Creek Festival that we put on. We were always in that, and recorded a couple of CDs together. Dad passed away in 98, so I'm back to solo. I have had a couple of three-piece groups. We were called Whippoorwill Hollow, but that, like most groups, we broke up, and I'm back to solo these days.
Okay. And I know you play around at different venues, and heard you at the Arts Garden, and we're going to feature some of your music that was recorded at your Arts Garden concert.
That's right. I've been playing at the Arts Garden for about the last 7 years, 6 or 7 years, maybe 8, once a year. This year it's in July, and I should have that date with me, but I forgot. But if they want to contact me or the Arts Garden, we can find out when it'll be. And I play at the Speedway Library once a year. And this year I'll be at the Johnson County Public Library. That's in June, I believe. That's in Franklin. So I do libraries, churches, festivals, retirement homes, nursing homes. I stay out of bars and nightclubs.
Well, I'm glad that you brought that up. If people wanted to book you for a concert or get some of your CDs, how could they get a hold of you, Gary?
Well, the best way is just to pick up the phone. I'm in the Indianapolis phone book. I live in Speedway, and it's 241-9020. If I'm not home, just leave a message on the old squawk box, and I'll get back with you.
Sounds good. Is there any particular title of music or a specific song that has a really good meaning that you enjoy playing as much as people enjoy hearing it?
Well, I mentioned Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. I usually include that in my concerts. I do a little original music. I have 8 different CDs, and the first one I recorded was all original stuff. I wrote everything on it, with the exception of 2 that my granddad wrote the words to and I provided the music to. But I was able to copyright my first CD as a body of work. It's called Kenny Kinnick Train. It refers to a real train used to run in Carter County, Kentucky, where my dad's people are from. And I like all the old traditional stuff. Some of the early American traditional folk songs are awfully bloody and violent, but that's the sort of the nature of the beast. I call them homicidal Willie songs.
Exactly. There's usually a Willie, some sort of killing, and probably 50% of the time a knife. So I do think that he uses other modes of operation, but that's what you usually hear Willie, the songs about anyway.
Willie got around in the old days.
Apparently. Okay, well, is there anything else you want to share with people that enjoy folk music or want to get started in it, that maybe you could give them a pointer of what to avoid or what works best?
Well, it's been a long process for me. I'm 65 years old and been mostly self-taught, although, you know, you pick up a little bit here, a little bit there. I specialize in the guitar. I love the acoustic guitar, the sound of it, and I like to play guitar music. I do fingerstyle and flat picking both, whatever the song calls for. I also have an Appalachian lap dulcimer that I made myself back in the winter of 88, and it's sort of fun. It's a quiet little parlor instrument, and play a little bit of mandolin. But the best way to learn is to be around other musicians and pick their brains and watch their hands and keep your mind and ears open and learn a little bit here and there. And the Dulcimer Society that we're both members of is a good source of information.
Well, and that's one of the things I was going to comment on, because I've seen you perform, and I know a lot of people have seen you perform and enjoyed that, but one of the things I've enjoyed the most is when especially the younger members of the society seek you out for that type of feedback on what they're playing or a style that they're trying to pick up, and you're helping them with that.
I try. Of course, you know, you're limited to how thin you can spread yourself, but everybody at the Dulcimer Society is helpful, especially to young people that are trying to learn. That's how I learned, from older people and watching and listening, and some from records, some from radio, but a lot of just going to concerts. And if had there been a Dulcimer Society back when I was starting, I would have definitely signed up, because that's a good way to learn.
And I know that you've given a house concert before, and others in house concerts. I think that's one of the really good ways to be able to connect with artists, because you're in a venue where there's maybe anywhere between 15 and 30 people in the room. You usually have time before the concert, time during the break to be able to talk to people and have them ask you questions.
I've been to a couple of house concerts and did one myself here in your lovely home a year or so ago, and I was influenced by I think he's still a member of the Dulcimer Society, a guy by the name of John McCormick, a terrific fingerstyle guitarist that travels the world, and it is very helpful. The way to get better is to be around better players, and that's how you learn.
Sounds good. All right. Well, thanks for being with us today, Gary. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, and keep promoting folk music.
Now we're going to finish up our visit with Gary by listening to his version of The Last Steam Engine Train.
Here's a fingerstyle instrumental by an old guy named Sam McGee. Used to be Sam and Kirk McGee and the Fruit Jar Drinkers. And I'm not making that up. Used to be on the Grand Ole Opry. Anyway, Sam was a good guitar player. A lot of people think Leo Kottke wrote this, but he just recorded it. This is Sam McGee's tune called The Last Steam Engine Train.
Welcome to Musicology Moment. Each month we will explore some aspect of American folk music. To start, let's talk about where American traditional music came from. It came from Britain and Ireland with the ballads and the fiddles. It came from Germany with the Scheitholt, which would morph into the dulcimer. It came from Spain through Mexico with the guitar and the corridos. And it came from Africa in the rich harmonies, the rhythmic syncopations, and an instrument made of gourd and goatskin that would evolve into the modern banjo. Other groups left their stamp in certain regions, and I hope we'll get a chance to touch on all of these in future editions. For now, I'm Tim Hoke, and I'll see you next time.
We're here to tell all you local folk about the 25th Ohio Valley Gathering that's going to be held here in Indianapolis this year, sponsored by the Louisville Dulcimer Society. Dave, can you give us the what, where, and when?
Sure. It's March 25th, 26th, 27th. That's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it's going to be at the Indianapolis Radisson Airport Hotel at 2500 South High School Road.
I guess I can fill in on most of the what. The things that go on all weekend are jamming. Everywhere in the lobby, I have been in hotel elevators where they've had a band jamming. And two evening concerts that start at 7 o'clock both Friday and Saturday evening. So on Friday, it's mostly vendors getting set up. They have all kinds of musical gear and accessories. And then the jamming and the ability to check out the workshop schedule board. Those happen on Saturday, but you don't really know exactly what instruments are going to be covered at what time until the day of. You want to talk about Saturday's workshops a little bit, Dave?
Well, sure. After staying up late on Friday night jamming, you haul yourself out of bed for workshops, I believe, usually around 8 o'clock or so. They're usually about an hour long, and they cover a wide variety of instruments. Obviously, being sponsored by a dulcimer society, there's a lot of lap dulcimer workshops and hammer dulcimer workshops, but typically there's also harmonica workshops, percussion workshops, mandolin workshops, just about anything. There's usually a tin whistle workshop. Once again, you won't know until Friday night or Saturday morning when you look at that board. Although you can find out other information about it by going to the Louisville Dulcimer Society's website. Can you give us that address, Ruth?
Yeah, it's http://  Louisville Dulcimer, LOUISVILLEDULCIMER.org. And they've got details about exactly when the sessions are going to be held on Saturday and other things that are going on throughout the weekend. And then don't they finish things up on Sunday morning with a hymn sing?
Yeah, they sure do. That's a lot of fun. That's where everybody gets to join in. You can play along, you can sing along. And that starts usually around 10 o'clock and goes for an hour or so. And then it's checkout time and everybody just kind of goes their own separate ways and remembers all the great friends they made and the great music they heard.
Yeah, we've had some really good times. And throughout the weekend, Friday evening and Saturday evening, throughout the concert and then at different times on Saturday, You can stop by the Central Indiana Folk Music and Mountain Dulcimer Society's table and tell us your musical joke. We'll be there to record those. And we're collecting them for a broadcast later this year, so maybe yours will make it on the air.
Yes, you might be a star on Local Folk.
Woohoo!
So once again, that's March 25th, 26th, 27th, out at the Indianapolis Radisson Airport Hotel. It's the 25th Ohio Valley Gathering.
See you guys there, all you local folk.
Everybody wanna do what's right. Everybody wanna save the day. Everybody wanna sleep at night. Everybody wanna sail away.
Everybody wanna sail away. Everybody wanna sail away.
Nobody wanna do what's wrong. Nobody wanna lose control. Nobody wanna not belong. Nobody wanna sell their soul.
Nobody wanna sell their soul. Nobody wanna sell their soul.
Somebody wanna join the fray.
Somebody
wanna be the first. Somebody wanna show the way. Somebody wanna quench my thirst. Anybody wanna free the dove? Anybody wanna see what sees? Anybody wanna live? Nobody wanna go to hell. Somebody wanna throw a seven. Anybody wanna ring a bell? Save the day. Everybody wanna sleep at night. Everybody wanna sail away. Sail away. Sail away.
Hi, I'm Joel Peters.
I'm Linda Hicks.
And we'll be at the Ohio Valley Gathering March 25th, 6th, and 7th.
Yes, indeed. This will be, what, maybe my 12th year of going?
Well, you've been going a lot longer than I have. This will be my 4th year, thanks to you.
Time flies.
Yes. The nice thing about Ohio Valley Gathering, especially since Linda went for a dozen years before I got involved, is that she had a ready-made circle of friends that I could just plug into and jam with.
Which is always the most fun for me at the gathering is the jam circles that happen. And there's always a lot of different rooms that you can visit with different jams, so you can kind of find your niche, so to speak.
Exactly. And I think a couple years ago we actually coined a term. There were all these dulcimer workshops, but neither Linda nor I play dulcimer. We play guitar and sing. And so our alternative to the workshops were?
The fun shops. fun shop. That's right.
Now, that said, we do enjoy the concerts, too, in the evening. And for the past, 3 years since I've been going, we've at least played one of those nights on the open stage.
Yes. Those are always great fun. So, again, a variety of acts and something for everybody.
Yep, and we're excited this year because it's coming to Indianapolis. Normally we go to Lexington, Kentucky. At least the 3 years that I've been going previously, we're all down in Lexington. A bit of a drive, now it's just down the road for us.
Right, an hour away.
So we hope to see you all at the, I think it's the Radisson Hotel, Indianapolis Airport, March 25th, 6th, and 7th for the Ohio Valley Gathering.
We'll be there.
We sure will. Thanks for listening. Bye.
That was the lovely voice of Lafayette, Indiana native Linda Hicks singing Wood Thrush. She and her musical partner Joe Peters will be attending and performing at the upcoming Ohio Valley Gathering in Indianapolis. The Central Indiana Folk Music and Mountain Dulcimer Society's Big Band will also be playing at the gathering. The Society is proud to bring you this program. Upcoming in the next session of Local Folk, we'll present information and artists involved with the Ohio River Valley Folk Festival. Lots of Ohio River stuff going on in Madison, Indiana, this May. Of course, we'll feature an interview with one of our Society's performers, and finally, we'll be playing plenty of music made by local folk in Indiana. Want to stay up on the meetings of the Society or where local live music is going on? Check our website at www.indianafolkmusic.org.
Local Folk is brought to you by the Central Indiana Folk Music and Mountain Dulcimer Society. You can find us on the web at www.indianafolkmusic.org. Local Folk is also produced by the following bunch of fun-loving and hard-working people: Phil Slates, Tim Hoke, Gary Ryder, Carla Slates, Nathaniel Rabb, Gary Rogers, Susie Krasick, Dave Slates, Mike Rabb, and a special thanks to our engineer, John Adamson.